KLW's Ben Trefney talked with PJ Johnston, the spokesman for the No on F campaign, and asked him what would happen if Prop F passes.
So Prop F is problematic for a number of reasons. First of all, it would put San Francisco on a two-step plan to drain Hetch Hetchy Reservoir, which has enormous negative consequences for the city, but also for the entire region. And we can talk about those consequences in a few minutes. But proponents will tell you, oh, don't worry, it's just about developing a plan. It doesn't commit us to anything. Well, that's not true. It commits the city to spending at least $8 million to develop a plan to drain Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. And then regardless of how far we get on that plan, what kind of things we find in studying for that plan, and whether or not $8 million, frankly, is sufficient to conduct such an enormous endeavor, regardless of any of that, Proposition F says that we will come back to voters in 2016 and actually vote on draining Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. This idea, draining Hetch Hetchy Reservoir, has been studied at least seven times in the past 30 years. And every time it's come back and said, well, you could do it, but the costs in real dollars and the elimination of safe, reliable drinking water and clean hydroelectric power are so enormous that, frankly, the city would be crazy to do it.
Now, Mr. Marshall on Restore Hetch Hetchy says that this would not affect the water supply. It would just change the way the water is coming in. And it would also not affect San Francisco as far as the distribution of power, that this is all excess power that's going off to the Central Valley anyway.
Well, I'll take the second one first, because it's ludicrous that he would suggest that it would not affect our hydroelectric power. He knows, and it's well established, that Hetch Hetchy Reservoir is the start, the beginning of our system, which delivers clean water through gravity all the way to San Francisco. It also, that gravity-driven system, generates clean, carbon-free hydroelectric power. Now, I don't know where he gets his figures that we don't actually need that power and we just sell it off, but that's patently untrue. The fact is that hydroelectric power powers every muni bus in San Francisco. It's worth noting that San Francisco has the largest number of electric trolley buses in the nation. It powers our streetlights. It powers our hospitals. It powers our schools. That power is enormously important to the city of San Francisco. And what we'd need to do to replace that, should we lose it, would be go out on the open market, spend more than $40 million to buy dirty power on the open market provided by existing power suppliers. Now, possibly there's some clean energy out there, surplus that we just don't know about, vast fields of solar panels or wind. But to date, no one's got access to that power right now. What we do know is it would cost in today's dollars about $40 million to replace it, and there'd be no guarantee it would be clean power. So that's just a preposterous notion. Now, the water, that's it's another big whopper that Mr. Marshall likes to throw around, and that is, hey, you eliminate the largest single water storage supply in the state of California, which is the Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. 85% of our water, not just San Francisco's, but 30 cities on the peninsula that rely on this water, won't affect anybody. That you'll just tap the water downstream or do something else to acquire that water from the Tuolumne River.
I mean, it makes logical sense.
It may make logical sense, except that there's no place where that water is currently being stored. There's no place to gather it. The reason it's at the top of the water chain, so to speak, the chain of reservoirs, is because it's the biggest, and it's at the source, which is in the Sierra Nevadas. It's where all the water begins. We do not have any viable place to store that water. Now, Mr. Marshall likes to suggest that we'll use New Don Pedro Dam, but we don't own New Don Pedro Dam.
Where is New Don Pedro
Dam? New Don Pedro Dam is in the Central Valley, and it's owned by the Modesto and Turlock Irrigation Districts. They own the dam. They have water rights to the dam. We do not. So if we were to say, hey, we're no longer rely on our water supply, which is Hetch Hetchy Reservoir, we're going to expand New Don Pedro Dam, we don't have the ability to do that because we don't own it. And Modesto and Turlock have said, we absolutely have no intention of expanding our reservoir. And even if we did, we would not supply the water to you. So that's a canard.